Is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Hundreds of campers evacuated, but so far no damage to homes from a ferocious wildfire burning in Los Angeles County, California. LA suburbs covered in smoke and ash, and there's another fire burning in Sonoma County, close to California's Bay Area.
The zone next to us, which was a half mile away, they said it mandatory evacuation. And we just said, is this close? We're getting out.
Sonny Childers self-evacuating for safety. Fire officials say winds as high as 70 miles an hour fanning the flames. Extreme heat this week stretching from the Great Lakes states to the East Coast. Pennsylvania in Pittsburgh, that could hit 99 degrees on Wednesday. More than 260 million Americans will feel temperatures above 90 degrees for days. Maryland Governor Wes Moore set to issue 175,000 pardons for marijuana convictions. Moore telling the Washington Post that criminal records have been used to deny housing, employment, and education for too many. He set to sign an executive order later today. This is ABC News. A somber vigil in Rochester Hills, Michigan, after a gunman took aim at a crowded splash park over the weekend, injuring two children and a pregnant woman before taking his own life.
We pray for everyone that's here locally. It's traumatizing for everyone who's local. We're traumatized by it. We weren't even directly involved, but it's part of our community.
That's Carrie Dabrowski at the vigil, and it wasn't the only shooting seen across the country. Two people killed, 14 others injured, including children, in a shooting during a Juneteenth celebration in Round Rock, Texas, Saturday night. Police are still looking for a suspect there. And in Methuen, Massachusetts, seven people were shot, two injured critically, in a shooting at a pop-up party. Celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay recovering from a bike accident he suffered in Connecticut last week and says his helmet saved his life. Ramsay posting pictures of his mangled helmet on social media and saying biking without one is a recipe for disaster. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise?
Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Trip around the globe in my head. Well, I'm gonna need a
it still. Why should go, yeah, if it wasn't for you? I'd be working the graveyard still. Singing our song.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You make it easy 'cause you give up when things get rough and nasty.
are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sleep.
Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Black crows on a telephone wire. The three black crows on a telephone wire. And one says, "Man, I'm a gun for hire. I'll go downtown where I'll inquire." Two black crows on a telephone wire. Old maids in the front church pew. Three old maids in the front church pew. One says, "Lord, not a thing to do. Looks like all my days are through." Two old maids in the front church pew. Times this hard. Two oak trees in a lion's yard. Oh no. Hey. Three young men on an open road. Three young men on an damn heart attack. Oh,
muscles walking away. I locked in my child, take a chance on my honor. That's what I said. It's good. I'm always shaking her head. Crazy summer night. Wanted to move, but it don't feel right. Wanted to leave, but I couldn't believe it. What you want to my side? Mercedes in the parking lot. Tick tock, baby, start the clock. Got a brand new Mercedes in the parking lot. Damn, brother, you know she's a fine lover. Another drink of water, gotta call my great grandmother. Damn, brother, you know she's a fine lover. Another drink of water, gotta call my great grandmother. Waiting for a break, pull me in close. Grab my arm and I was gonna explode. Who's anybody here wanna take me home? One thing left to do, they sound like a dance to. Oh, yeah.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's time for your bar notes. I'm Terry Barr. Here are a few notes highlighting some of the music, news, and happenings from all across the state. First, One Fox Valley Music Fest may have a different name and location, but it's still packed with great local artists. The newly named Fox Cities Experience is now happening at Jefferson Park in Menasha on two nights and three different stages. Catch talent like Kyle Megna and the Monsoons, Jeremiah Jams, Iftikhar, Mama Ginger, and many others. It's all happening Friday and Saturday, June 7th and 8th. And again, it's at Jefferson Park in Menasha. All right, if you're looking for something maybe a little different featuring the Wild West and the history of the Wisconsin Dells, I got something for you. Check out Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show. It's happening at the Legacy Dinner Theater across the street from the Wilderness Resort in the Dells. Billed as a great family comedy and featuring artists and dancers from all across the Midwest, this is the largest Wild West show in the country. Fog? Yep. Lasers? Uh-huh. Flying musicians, you bet. Find all your details at Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show.com. Finally, the Keys to the City Painted Piano Festival is underway in Green Bay. We told you a little bit about this a couple of weeks ago, but now donated pianos are painted, placed in parks across the city, and sitting there ready for you to play.
This is not only a sculpture, a way to beautify the parks, but it's a living sculpture. You can go up, it's interactive, you can play piano, so hopefully get kids off their phones for a couple minutes, and you know, hopefully there's some memories that we can create around this piano.
Tarl Knight of the Tarleton Theater, a great supporter of the painted pianos and music in the area in general, and he tells us the pianos will be out for you to play all summer long. There are your bar notes. I'm Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m. And grab the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
I'm right here beneath the scars. Thought and couldn't stop. Today seemed like yesterday, and the day before not so far, not so far away. The day before yesterday, the cool breeze and pine trees sway. Memories of those days, you and me. Talked and talked and couldn't stop. Let the topics fade, 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 fade away. There's a time of day when we are all bend and we all pray. Turn the corner, waiter drop the tray. Drop and drop out, drop and drop out, and fade the day away. They say drop and drop out. All you can stay, they say, drop and drop out. It's a deep breath and a big wave. Cool breeze and pine trees sway. Memories of those days, you and me. Light as a feather.
Right here. the storm to blow through, waiting through my mind, watching the storm blow through you, with you, for
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Goodbye.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You're the only love I've ever known. Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I'd had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. And I fumbled through my closet, through my clothes to find my cleanest dirty shirt. And I washed my face and combed my hair, and I stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. Well, I smoked my mind the night before on cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Somewhere down the street, I caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to somewhere, something I think I lost along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. There's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound. That sleepy city sidewalk, Sunday morning coming down. In a park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and I listened to the song.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And straight